Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sugar Cain. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. Pepper moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Bell reaches second base with a double. Bottomley moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bottomley scores. Bell moves to third. Carey moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley is walked intentionally. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Burns now playing first base. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to not covering. Safe. Hale moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hildebrand takes first base on ball 4. Hale scores. Campbell moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Sullivan scores. Hildebrand moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hildebrand scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Soltis moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Bell reaches second base with a double. Soltis scores. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. West chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Larry. Larry fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Larry. Campbell goes all the way around to score. Sullivan moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Giuliani pinch hits for Jack Knott. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hemsley moves to second. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to third. Giuliani moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky throws to second for one, and Knickerbocker throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hemsley scores. Giuliani scores. West moves to second. One out. It's 7-6, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Knickerbocker strikes out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 3 in the game. Klift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carey moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carey moves to third. Ollie Bijma pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Hemsley moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. West moves to third. Soltis moves to second. Johnny Allen now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 4 in the game. Klift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. It's Browns, 7, Indians, 7. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. West hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Walkup now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-4 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Burns strikes out. 2 outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 5 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carey for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 5 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hale out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 6 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 6 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Walkup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 7 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. West bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Soltis for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. with two walks. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 6 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 3 in the game. With 3 walks. Trotsky strikes out. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 7 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock pinch runs for Billy Sullivan. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hemsley. Pitlock moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 7 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Knickerbocker bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pitlock moves to third. Allen moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 5 in the game. With 2 walks. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Allen scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.